This weekend, the Omaha Symphony welcomes a distinguished guest conductor to the podium. This conductor's connection with Omaha Symphony traces back a few years, when he first visited for a masterclass and a workshop. He was preparing for what would eventually become a flourishing career in conducting.
My name is Samir Patel. I'm the guest conductor of the Omaha Symphony. I'm the son of immigrants. My parents immigrated from East Africa. I'm of Indian origin. Currently live in San Diego, California. I've been here for about 8 years now. And at the moment, I'm the artistic director of the San Diego Youth Symphony. I'm also the music director and orchestra conductor of the La Jolla Symphony and Chorus. Prior to my arrival in San Diego, I spent time in a number of positions, including in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where I was there for 3 years. I lived in Boston for a year. I lived in Philadelphia before that.
He did not come from a family of musicians, but he credits his early interest in music to his parents and the tight-knit community where he grew up.
Music wasn't necessarily part of their lives, but I think what they did is that the entire community learned from each other. There was no playbook, of course, how to raise a child in a new country.
In high school, music became a way for him to express himself, and he discovered how this art form could bring communities together. Most importantly, his band director exposed him to something that helped him to define his career path.
Bringing CDs of Mahler symphonies and Bruckner symphonies and Mozart Requiem, and at the time I had also gotten more and more interested in my piano playing and had gone to Interlochen. And then while I was at Interlochen summer, I started to meet other kids, like-minded kids that were also interested in music. And it didn't hurt that I had heard a recording of Mahler's Second Symphony conducted by the great Indian conductor Zubin Mehta.
Patel has built a distinguished international career as conductor, and he is close to current and former conductors of the Omaha Symphony. This weekend, he returns to Omaha to conduct Christopher Rau's Flute Concerto, featuring principal flutist Maria Hardin.
This is a beautiful, beautiful work in five movements. There is a bit of a Celtic influence in the first movement and the last movement. The composer always talked about this pull back to his generational roots. To pair that, I thought, why don't we do Mendelssohn's Hebrides Overture, which is a very natural pairing. Mendelssohn's time, based on Mendelssohn's time, exploring the Hebrides. The second half of the program, there's an opening piece by Osvaldo Goliav, an Argentinian composer who pulls experiences from all over the world. And finally, we close with a ballet by Igor Stravinsky. It's called Jeu de Cartes, Game of Cards. It's not a piece that's done that often. It comes from his neoclassical period.
Rau's Flute Concerto with the Omaha Symphony, guest conductor Samir Patel, and featuring Omaha Symphony principal flutist Maria Hardin, is this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Strauss Performing Arts Center at UNO. For more information, you can visit omahasymphony.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.